Where'd you get those shoes? Easy. They're from DSW. Because DSW has the exact right shoes for whatever you're into right now. You know, like the sneakers that make office hours feel like happy hour. The boots that turn grocery aisles into runways. And all the styles that show off the many sides of you, from daydreamer to multitasker and everything in between. Because you do it all in really great shoes. Find a shoe for every you at your DSW store or DSW.com.
If you're in the market for investment-worthy bags, watches, and fine jewelry, Rebag is the answer. Rebag is a luxury resale marketplace where each piece is carefully vetted and verified by experts to ensure quality and authenticity. If you're in the market, use Rebag to buy and sell finds from the world's top brands, including Hermes, Chanel, and Cartier. Head to Rebag.com to get 10% off your first purchase with code REBAG10. Shop today at Rebag.com. That's REBAG.com. And use promo code REBAG10 for 10% off your first purchase.
College holds a mythic place in American culture. On the new Campus Files podcast, we uncover the scandals you won't hear on the campus tours. Find Campus Files on the free Odyssey app or wherever you get your podcasts.
Kale and Company, weekday mornings, 6 till 10.
Mary, are you claiming it's a lot easier to be a Democrat in politics when you have the mainstream media and the power of legacy media in your back pocket? Is that what your claim is this morning?
I know it's shocking, and I'm going out on all in.
It's just funny to me that since Kamala Harris announced, it's basically like Joe has been, I mean, it's not basic, it's happening. He's been shown the door, mm-hmm. and it's just like, okay, are you still in office?
What is he doing right now?
What's happening?
I know.
Well, last night he was at the, he was getting the prisoners back. At 11:45.
He picked them up himself. Yeah,
and was he even there?
He was, yeah, yeah. Him he and was. Kamala okay. were there.
Yep.
So that's where he was all day yesterday. He was sleeping. There is actually a silver alert for him going around on X.
If you're watching,
it's hilarious.
If you're watching the YouTube video right now, you can see the footage that happened at like 11:45 last night.
Yeah,
at Joint Base Andrews in Maryland.
Mm-hmm.
Him and Kamala Harris showing up to welcome home Paul Whelan and Gertzkovich.
Yes, from the Wall Street Journal.
Yeah.
By the way, when's the last time Joe was up at 11:44 p.m.? That should be the big story.
Did you notice Kamala has her evening pantsuit on?
Yeah, it's her power suit.
Do you think she's, like, they're, if you're watching right now, you can see they're like, neck and neck. You think she's trying to, like, nudge him out?
Yeah, she's like, dude, this is my show now. Get the hell out of the way. Go home and watch Matlock.
Yeah.
All right, we got a lot of good things to get to. Cut Sheets coming up 7:45. Sean Farish at 8:30. Buckle up. It's going to be a Friday. But right now, 6:07 on this Friday morning, let's get to one last big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
And it's brought to you by Budget Blinds, the Title IX tipping point. You know, I can only say so much. I can only do so much. But I legitimately wonder, where are all of the women at? Yes, I'm calling at each and every woman, progressive, liberal, moderate, conservative. And look, you have every right to feel however it is that you feel about female reproductive rights and abortion. But what I don't understand for the life of me, with all due respect, is how any female, regardless of political ideology, religious belief, or party affiliation, how you can remain silent on biological men assaulting biological females in athletic competition. And I'm not even talking about a guy beating a lady in a swimming competition, with all due respect to Paula Scanlon and Riley Gaines, or a gymnastics event, or another athletic endeavor where the man is not making physical contact with the female. I'm talking specifically about a dude punching a girl in the face and winning a boxing match on the global stage in the Olympics. How do you sit back and remain quiet? The Biden and Harris administration have obliterated Title IX after we had over half a century of progress, 52 years to be exact. And for what? Inclusion? Is this inclusion? Is this the definition of diversity, equity, and inclusion? Men who are mediocre at best in their biological lane of sports, competing against other men, who then are going through what I believe is a mental health crisis, who then invade women's locker rooms, bathrooms, and sports, and then they achieve this bogus glory and greatness. Is that your definition of inclusivity? And what's it going to take for you to wake up? A lady dying? Literally being killed by a man who is biologically bigger, faster, and stronger. Talking specifically about the 2024 Olympics. Hasn't been a great stretch of PR for the Olympics. From the mockery of the Last Supper to now what happened in a boxing ring. Algeria's Aymen Khalif, the Olympic boxer, who was born a man, after multiple DNA tests confirmed he was a man, entered the Olympics in Paris and destroyed a female, physically and emotionally, in under a minute. The victim, biological female Angela Carini of Italy. Carini forfeited the fight in approximately 46 seconds after taking multiple blows to the head. Reports are she also might have broken her nose. She broke down in tears, and I think the Olympics should be ashamed. The LGBTQ plus community in the far left should be embarrassed. And to boot on top of this, yesterday, Thursday, August 1st, 2024, marked the first day of the Biden administration's Title IX rewrite going into effect. And in a nutshell, they claim that sex equals gender identity. 26 of the 50 states have sued to block this nonsense because, well, they have common sense and a moral compass. But as usual, it falls on party lines. Red states fighting back against this absurdity, and blue states like California, Illinois, New York, and even Pennsylvania on board with it. It's not gender identity. It's gender insanity. The match lasted all of 46 seconds. You can see it. It's gone viral everywhere. Here is just one punch and 14 seconds of the male-on-female violence. Listen and watch this. Imagine if that was your daughter on the receiving end of that punch. Heck, imagine being the parent of the biological male delivering that assault. Does that make you a proud parent? Here was Angelina Carini of Italy after the fight, who I think we should all be rallying around. And just a heads up, if you're watching on YouTube, you'll be able to see the captions because she is speaking in Italian. I'll recap for the radio audience what she said after this clip, but really pay attention to the emotion on her face and what she brings up on her smartphone. Listen and watch this.
Una cosa, non so se si sente. Lui è mio padre. Io ho fatto l'ultimo chilometro perché un giorno mi senti stanca. Prima di Tokyo mi sentivo stanca. Dissi babbo, sono stanca, gli allenamenti sono intensi, però io non mollo. Lui mi disse, Angelina babbo, un campione è un po' come quando combatti, è un po' come il ciclismo. Il campione quando vede l'ultimo chilometro lo sa che cosa fa, pedala ancora di più. Allora tu arriva a quell'ultimo chilometro e pedala, vai fino in fondo perché io sarò sempre con te. E così ho fatto. Fino alla fine ho combattuto con sangue negli occhi perché volevo a tutti i costi questa vittoria, solo per mio.
Carini was crying as she talked about her late father, who has since passed away. Her father told her to keep training hard, pushing herself, and achieve her Olympic goal. And it gets stripped away by gutless leaders. And I say leaders and use leaders in air quotes because they have no backbone. They have no guts to stand up to the fringe minority lunatic nutjobs out here who get triggered over you not bending the knee to them. Khalif failed two sex tests in 2023 and was banned by the International Boxing Association from competing against women. And a lot of notable figures speaking out about this abuse. J.K. Rowling saying, quote, what will it take to end this insanity? A female boxer left with life-altering injuries? Jake Paul saying, this is sickening. This is a travesty. This is wrong and dangerous. And of course, the White House silent on this issue. And of course, Donald Trump not silent on this issue. According to Fox News, both the White House and Kamala Harris's campaign were silent when contacted for comment Thursday morning about whether or not they support biologically male, intersex, or trans athletes competing against biological females at the Olympics. Meanwhile, the Trump campaign speaking up, quote, President Trump has been unequivocally clear that he will not stand for men competing in women's sports. An insane and unfair reality that has been allowed to transpire because of radical left politicians like Kamala Harris. When he returns to the White House, President Trump will take immediate action to protect women and girls and overturn the Harris-Biden administration's radical rewrite of Title IX, a Trump campaign spokesperson told Fox on Thursday. Carini said the following in addition to what you just heard to the media, saying, quote, "I got into the ring to fight. I didn't give up, but one punch hurt too much. So I said enough. I'm going out with my head held high." And she should. She stepped into the ring against a biological male. Riley Gaines, who was kind of spearheaded this movement, wrote the four biggest takeaways to the obliteration of Title IX, which include the fact that men can take scholarship money away from women, the fact that women's safety and privacy is in jeopardy. Now, compelled speech on pronouns, which is a forced and used tactic to prevent hate speech under the Biden administration, and the erosion of due process in sexual assault cases. In conclusion, it's completely unacceptable, and it's absolute madness. And 99.9% of people know that this is wrong. But many won't speak up in fear of being labeled something that they are in all likelihood not. And in my opinion, that makes you complicit, because silence is not the way to go about this. And in my opinion, that makes you gutless, that makes you spineless, and that makes you a coward. And again, imagine if that was your daughter being punched in the face by a guy. So I want to know where all the left-wing sports media members are that always rush to social media to give their social commentary and go outside of their lane, who will remain hush on this issue. Because after all, it is your lane. It's sports, right? Or are we just going to wait until somebody dies? Because then it'll be too little and too late. And that's the big take.
The Big Take on Kale and Company.
All right, the big take this morning is brought to you by Budget Blinds. Summer is a great time to brighten up the window treatments in your home. Budget Blinds is your one-stop shop for blinds, shades, shutter, custom drapery, and motorization. Visit budgetblinds.com for a free in-home consultation and the only no-questions-asked warranty in the business. 855-839-1210 if you want to jump in on social media at 1210WPHD. And, of course, let it rip in the YouTube chat. It's the Kale and Company comment community. Just go to youtube.com/at1210WPHD and hit the like and subscribe button. We'll get Mary's thoughts on the other side, as well as where does Pennsylvania Governor Josh Shapiro stand on men in women's sports? We'll go back and look at the receipts over the years of Mr. Shapiro on this, what I believe is a very pertinent issue. Back after this Friday morning, Kale and Company, Nick, Mary, and Greg here on Talk Radio 1210 WPHD.
It's Kale and Company on demand from Talk Radio 1210 WPHD and the free Odyssey app.
You're a female. Do you have any theories as to
how
why?
How dare you assume my gender?
I never make an assumption, they
how
say, Mary.
You?
Why do you think most females are hush-hush on this?
Because this is what happens. It always happens, and it is fun to sit back and watch. But the pyramid of victimhood, not everybody can be at the top, right? It's a constant battle. And this happens on the left all the time. The people who are oppressed eventually become the oppressors.
Mm-hmm.
It's happened with women's rights. You know, women fought for the vote. They fought for equality, which I'm down with that struggle. That's great. Women should be allowed to have their own. Like my mom's credit card, her name was in my father's name as Mrs. Right. With my father's name, she couldn't have her own credit card.
Mm-hmm.
I mean, so we've come a long way, baby. But then it goes further. They always have to go further. And the people who fought for women's rights, for equal rights, are pushed out of the way. And there's like someone else who goes, all right, now that you've done the hard work, let me take this sister. And this time around, it's a dude in a dress.
Right.
It's like the struggle for gay and lesbian rights, being able to marry, the right to marry. That's great. And they should have that right. Why not? Maybe you can't get married in a church if they don't do that. But you should have the right to go down and get married at town hall if that's what makes you happy.
Mm-hmm.
God bless you. I don't care. It doesn't change my world. They fought for that. They've been pushed out of the way now for a guy who wants to punch a woman in the face in the name of boxing because he identifies as a woman.
Right.
So this happens with every movement. You see it with the black community. They go in every 4 years. They tell them they're going to change everything. They get their votes, and what do? Push them out of the way once they got the votes, and they don't come back anymore. They don't use them. They only use them once every 4 years. So there's a pattern, and apparently it takes people generations to pick up on it.
Yeah, you're absolutely right. It's well said. 855-839-1210. Let me grab Ted here. He's in Swarthmore, and he's got daughters, and he's got thoughts on this story. Ted, good morning. You're on Talk Radio 1210.
Good morning, Nick and company. Hey, Nick, you got my blood pressure up today, and I mean, that's not good.
Yeah.
Like you said, I have three daughters who went to college, played sports, athletes as well, all the way through college. I have two granddaughters. If I go on a field and there's a guy going to punch my daughter or granddaughter in the face, they're going to have a problem with me.
Right.
I'm going to go right on. I don't care. Here's the thing. God created man and woman. That's it. Two genders. There ain't but two genders. Now, in this country, you're allowed to identify as anything you want. But that doesn't mean I have to say that's okay. I don't have to acknowledge you that way. You can identify as a fire hydrant. And if you do, call me. I'm going to bring my dog to visit you.
And lift his leg.
No, hey, Ted, I'm just saying, he wants to visit the fire hydrant, the new fire hydrant on the block.
Ted,
there you go.
I totally get it, and I get frustrated with it because, and I thank you for the call, Ted, my girls are competitive dancers, and they compete in a variety of states from Tennessee to Alabama to Georgia to North Carolina. Now they're up here in Pennsylvania, and they'll be doing the same thing in this geographic region of the country. And I have no problem when I see it, because there was, I think, two boys on my daughter's competitive group dance team where they do the big production dance with like 25 of the team members. And I have no problem with that. And honestly, I don't have much of a problem with my girls in solo competitions. If there's 10 competitors in my daughter's division and one happens to be a boy and he's really good, that's fine, because yeah, they might have an inherent advantage in many sports, but I'm not sure dance-wise that boys have some decisive advantage over girls. Now, if the guy finishes in first and my daughter finishes in second, will I roll my eyes a little bit? Perhaps. But it's so different, Mary, when we're talking about contact sports. Like, could you imagine if there was a legitimate women's football league? And I'm not talking about these little cast-off leagues like the lingerie football league. And all of a sudden, a dude started playing in that league, wearing the equipment and the helmet, and destroying females physically on the field. Like, that, to me, that's abuse. And I'm blown away by the fact that people under this mantra of inclusivity, They're quiet on the biological assault that is occurring in the name of inclusion. That's, to me, where the hypocrisy comes into play.
Yeah, but you have to understand, when the government is your religion, and that's what's happened here. You know, as countries become more left, they become more atheist. They become, you see the rate of people who consider themselves religious decline. Or look what happens in like the Soviet Union or in North Korea or in China. What do? They wipe out religion because the government has to be the higher power, right? The government has to be the source of all good things. That's where it comes from. So, because humans have a need to have a higher power, whether you, back in the day, you know, they were worshiping the sun or whatever it happened to be. It goes back through time. That's apparently an inherent need in us. So they go to the government. So when you can't argue religion with someone. Every religion has contradictions in it. And you're like, yeah, I know, but that's just the way it goes, because that's just the way you were raised. That's your religion. So it's the same thing for them.
Yeah.
The thing is don't you dare lecture me about how can you vote for Donald Trump when he doesn't protect women and girls? Because that argument's now dead.
Mm-hmm.
Because Kamala Harris hasn't said boo about what happened. Neither did Joe Biden. Not that anyone apparently expects Joe Biden to. Apparently Joe Biden's going to be like Gold Bar Bob, and he's just going to keep collecting the money until they finally throw him out.
Yeah, you made a really good point there with the fact that the Harris administration is quiet on this. And I think I said this, or maybe I had the thought, maybe I didn't actually say it. But if I'm the Trump administration, I know Trump has come out and spoke out against it.
Yes.
Not as adamantly and not making it as much of a part of his package, so to speak, as Ron DeSantis was. And I think we have to keep in mind, and I'm fair and objective with this, in 2021, I think Republicans cashed in and capitalized a lot on the culture wars. They tried to run the same playbook back in 2022 and didn't have the same success in elections, especially here in Pennsylvania, in Bucks County, at like a school board level, and Democrats were victorious. So, you know, maybe that steam has kind of worn off a little bit. But if I'm Trump and I'm Vance, this is where I'm coming out and holding rallies with Save Women Sports and really saying, you know what, and they're not going to say this publicly, but behind closed doors, if you're the Trump advisors, you're saying, okay, look, we have an issue with females, right? Roe v. Wade hasn't worked out for us election-wise in 2 years, but maybe we can kind of mitigate some of the damage and get some people back if we actually make this Title IX protection a bigger part of our agenda. Do you think that conversation is being had today?
Well, what did I tell you yesterday? That today you and I were going to agree, and Greg's on the outs.
There we go. I am on the outs.
You're the villain, Gregory.
It's fine. It's I'm better. I'm better as a villain.
Yeah, you're a good heel.
Yeah,
you're not a good guy.
I'm not a good guy. No.
He embraces it.
I do.
No, I agree 100%. This is such an opening for the Trump campaign. This was handed to them. Take it and run with it. We protect women, because all those suburban moms who aren't voting for Trump because I want my daughter to be able to abort every pregnancy she possibly has. They also take their kids to soccer practice, to cheerleading, to whatever it happens to be. And this will ring. This is something that I think they saw, they didn't like, and they look at their daughter, and you know, there's maybe sports now that their daughters aren't going to get into. You know, your daughter can play field hockey, but there can be a dude on the team now too.
Sure. Absolutely.
Right? Yeah. Lacrosse, and she's going to get whacked in the head with a ball that's just been thrown by a guy from the other end of the field.
Mm-hmm.
And we talked about it yesterday. That volleyball player who got hit in the face by that spiked ball is now partially paralyzed with a brain injury.
Yeah, that's unbelievably tragic.
And no one's talking about it.
No.
She got zero play in the press, nothing. It was like, well, here, put some ice on it, honey. You'll be fine.
I mean, it took almost 8 hours yesterday. I don't think ESPN actually had it up on their main webpage, on their top headline scroll, until 3:30 or 4 o'clock in the afternoon, and it was buried as like the sixth headline on their main page. It was almost like they were kind of forced to acknowledge it.
Right.
And I think that goes back to what you talk about, you know, the pyramid of victimization. Is they don't know how to handle this, because you know, you have a lot of, and everybody should be pro female rights, but you have a lot of left wing outlets that are sitting there and say, well, do we defend the female? But then we're going against somebody that's in the trans community. And they sit there and they do this juggling act of who is the more trendy, oppressed group of society today. And they don't want to offend somebody, because somebody's going to be on the other side saying, well, what about us? And they don't want to touch that.
Exactly. That's exactly what happens. But what is fascinating to me is the lack of critical thinking that happens from people on the left. They're just like, oh, yeah, well, you know, they just swallow the reasoning hook, line, and sinker. It's okay for them because, again, because it's our guy. Like, they're team players. I have to give them that. You know, they're definitely team players. I would love to see how ridiculous the Democrats could get with their nominees for president, just to see how far these people will go.
Yeah.
But, yeah, they're okay with all of this because, you know what, the hostages are back, and that's it.
Yep.
That overrides all of this now.
Mm-hmm. Speaking of nominees, is Josh Shapiro going to be the nominee for vice president for Kamala Harris? Where does he stand on this issue? Josh Shapiro called a bill that would have prevented biological men in women's sports as cruel. Shapiro tweeting this a while back, saying this bill is nothing more than cruel, designed to discriminate against transgender youth who just want to play sports like their peers. Josh Shapiro also, in 2021, as he was running for office, tweeted the following, saying that if this bill reaches his desk, he will veto the discriminatory bill immediately. That was a tweet from Shapiro on April 26th of 2021 in response to a CBS News article where Pennsylvania lawmakers were pushing this bill banning transgender athletes from women's sports. So you kind of know where Shapiro stands on this. You know where Kamala Harris and Joe Biden stand on this. And just to kind of bring it home here and wrap this conversation up, this is another reason why I thought Trump selecting a female vice president would have mattered. I thought a female on the abortion issue would have helped the Trump campaign, and I also think a female when it comes to Title IX would help as well. I'm sure J.D. Vance is going to have comments on this story as we get closer and we have VP debates and things like that. But this is where, whether it was Sarah Huckabee Sanders, Tulsi Gabbard, I know nobody likes Nikki Haley, but any female that you wanted to insert for vice president, I thought could have delivered a really good message on Title IX.
Yeah, this is where we're going to disagree.
Okay. Mark the tape, 636, first disagreement.
It didn't take long. No, Republicans don't do identity politics. I like Sarah Huckabee Sanders. I think she would be great, but she's just become the governor of Arkansas, so I don't think she wanted to leave that. It doesn't matter. Do you remember what they did to Sarah Palin? She was competent. She was good as the governor. She was fantastic. She's a woman, yes, but she's the wrong type of woman. She's on the wrong side. So they would have just destroyed her. I don't think it would have helped change the message at all.
Okay. 855-839-1210. If you would like to climb in, we've got to get to some Donald Trump updates on the other side when it pertains to the Secret Service. Another whistleblower with a stunning claim. I'll tell you what, I don't know what Josh Hawley's making. Is it $174,000 a year? Whatever it is, he's putting in a lot of work and getting a lot of access and sources to reach out to the level of failure from the Secret Service. We gave you the video update yesterday. Where do you hear what this whistleblower claims happened in the buildup for months and months and months prior to July 13th in Butler, PA? We'll come in back and we'll delve into that on the other side and a couple of other Trump tidbits as well. 855-839-1210 if you want to climb in. Kale and Company on a Friday morning. Nick Kale, Mary Walter, Greg Stocker, back after this on Talk Radio 1210 WPHT.
This is the Kale and Company podcast from Talk Radio 1210 WPHT and on the free Odyssey app.
And we have a lot with Josh Shapiro and Kamala Harris that we will get to in the 7 o'clock hour on leaks, on maybe the tipping of his hand, and also some of the background and the history of Josh Shapiro continues to come out day by day. But we'll wrap the 6 o'clock hour here with the latest update with Donald Trump and what transpired July 13th in Butler, Pennsylvania, and for the days, weeks, and even months now leading up to this, as Republican Senator Josh Hawley has more information from a whistleblower after they make another stunning claim about the director of the Secret Service who replaced Kimberly Cheadle and says that agents warned of problems for months prior to Donald Trump and the assassination attempt. The latest allegation comes from an anonymous whistleblower who contends that the Secret Service's Counter-Surveillance Division, the CSD, the unit that is tasked with evaluating event sites in advance, before the event giver, so to speak, and this would be Donald Trump, was not present at the deadly rally, and this person, Mary, never performed a typical evaluation before the event. The anonymous whistleblower's complaint is one of several filed to Missouri Republican Senator Josh Hawley in recent weeks. And if you recall, we had Ronald Rowe, who is filling in now, so to speak, for Kimberly Cheadle after her resignation, and he was much more adamant, much more defiant on Capitol Hill. And I believe he has perjured himself because he basically, and I'm paraphrasing, saying he had everything buttoned up. They did all the typical protocol, and now we are finding out that they didn't even do their proper due diligence in the days and weeks leading up to this. And I said this, and everybody that's been on this show has said it, if you and me and Greg, if we would have scouted this area, it would have taken 19 minutes to figure out, okay, the garage, the roof, the water tower, right, this, that, and the other thing. This, I cannot believe that this is incompetence. This is, I believe, an orchestrated attempt to kill Donald Trump. They failed, thank God, and we're like 99% of the way there of finding out what exactly happened. I just need to know more about this shooter and what is on that encrypted phone. Other than that, I am of the belief this was an orchestrated attempt to kill him.
Well, I don't think you're alone in that belief, right? I think a lot of people feel that way because we're supposed to believe they're either incompetent or complicit. Those are your two options. Either they knew or they didn't know. But we've been told for, what, a year now? People have been blowing the whistle, if you will. People have been saying, excuse me, but there's a threat to Donald Trump, and the call's coming from within the House. But we also know, remember, that Iran has put out a hit on Donald Trump, right? So this may not be, and who knows, just going to maybe throw a little shade on all of this, ask some questions. This may not be the inside job that we think it is. Maybe this, we find out from that encrypted phone that there was communications with Iran. Now, does that mean that our government wasn't involved in that? Maybe not. Probably not, because of all the questions that surround the incompetence of what happened at this rally. You know, the left is very good at being incompetent. They're like, oh, sorry, didn't know, my bad. You know, Hillary, like, wipe it with a cloth. What are you talking about? You know, it's just a coincidence that everyone on the Mueller's team phones, they all forgot their passwords and they all tried to log into their iPhones 10 times and just wiped them out. You know, we didn't know. Sorry. So this is a common theme that has been going through our government probably for at least publicly for 10 years and probably behind the scenes for a lot longer. And I think we're just at the point in the game in the decline of this country and what happens in countries all over the world. You see it everywhere where they're so confident in the coup that they don't care if we see it now.
So let's take it a step further, kind of get conspiratorial game here.
Wait, we're not there yet?
Oh, we have to be there now. You mentioned Iran. So, okay, maybe Iran does want Donald Trump dead based on who he had killed when Trump was in office. But is this where our government then uses Iran as the scapegoat in an agenda to get into global conflict and a war with Iran? Because, you know, the warmongers in Washington, D.C., you know, the Lindsey Grahams of the world, the left, the right, anybody that's pro-war, all about lining the pockets of the military-industrial complex. Do you use this as an excuse to go to war with Iran and make it seem like, from a PR standpoint, oh, we're standing up for Donald Trump, even though we might not like Trump, nobody should try to attempt to take his life? Could you see that being the agenda here? Because I certainly could.
I think there's a lot of possibilities, right? So you have to talk about all of them. I just don't see the deep state wanting global war, possibly, and everybody talks about it all the time, it's overused, but World War III that starts in the Middle East and expands from there. I don't think you want that happening under the Democrats, right? Like, you want that to happen under Trump. So maybe they tipped the first domino thinking that Trump was going to be elected because Joe Biden was a vegetable. so they said, okay, Trump's coming in. How are we going to sabotage him this time? Here we go.
Yeah.
This is what we're going to do. And we can, you know, finally end this, any kind of opposition right here and now. This will be, and if people got to die for it, oh well, because they just want to, keep their power.
Right.
So I do think that that's an option on the table. And listen, you add into that, you really want to go down the rabbit hole. What about all these people who have been coming across our border from China who are military age men?
Oh, but I thought they were South American families seeking refuge for their
right.
children.
Yeah,
funny, I don't see any children these days. All I see is military age men ready to go to battle.
Yeah. and we let the two guys, the Palestinian refugees, I'm using the term loosely, who came across the border, snuck across, and they just happened to meet up within a month. And they came over at different times in different places, and they just happened to meet up within a month and try to get into Quantico. And we let them go.
Mm-hmm.
I'm sorry, we released them back into the country with a promise to show up for their immigration hearing, because that's the crime.
Yep. Let me give you just a couple of more details from this whistleblower that gave all this information to Josh Hawley, the Republican from Missouri. They go on to say that Roe, obviously the one who is now in the shoes of the now defunct Kimberly Cheadle, so to speak, Roe personally directed significant cuts to the CSD. The new boss was also personally responsible for slashing the counter-surveillance team manpower by 20%. The whistleblower also alleges that retaliation against those within the Secret Service who expressed concerns about the security at Trump's events would be dealt with accordingly. Further, Secret Service personnel expressed alarm that individuals were admitted to Trump events without vetting and then were later retaliated against. Hawley is demanding that Roe fork over all of the information about the Secret Service's Butler rally plan and some of the work with the communications team by August 8th, which is now actually a day earlier, because I believe Rand Paul had set the deadline at August 9th. So that would be, if my calendar is correct, by next Thursday. And I still don't think we'll hear anything.
I agree with all of this. Like, I want to get to the bottom of this, but we're never going to. That's the problem, is that it's just, it's, you know, how many years later is it since the Kennedy assassination, and we still, you know, don't have any answers? I mean, we know what happened, but, you know, there's no real definitive proof. We're never going to find this out because they don't want us to. So it's just they're going to slow walk this. They're going to do all these hearings. It's going to be a big dog and pony show, and then it's going to get swept under the rug for something else.
Yeah, you're probably right,
because we've already memory holed the assassination attempt. It's like, oh, that's so July 13th. You know what I mean? Like, move on to something else. What have you got for me lately?
To your point, we got to it at 6:45 today. This was not the lead story today, right?
Yeah. Yes, exactly. Because we as humans have such a short attention span on everything, and social media is to blame for it. Yeah. Because whatever the next controversy is, and yes, the Olympic thing is a big story and all that stuff. I get it, but it's just the next thing we're going to be outraged about, and we just completely forget. Not forget, but like we put on the back burner everything else.
Sure.
So do you think they try again?
Between now and November 5th?
Yeah.
I absolutely see that. Absolutely. No doubt. I mean, they've already said.
No,
the next 30 days.
I disagree. I mean, like, there's no shot that it happens, or they try and do it again. There's no shot.
You're going to rule it out. Okay.
Yeah. Part of me thinks that part of me agrees with Greg, but the other part of me realizes that we're, as I said earlier, we're at the point in the power grab, in the coup, that they don't care if we see what they're doing.
Yeah. Fair. But let me ask you this question. I mean, because Greg and I were not alive, and some of our audience was. But let's go back to when JFK was assassinated. For those that can recall that day, and I get it, it's a totally different time with media and technology and the dissemination of information. I mean, we're now, 19, 20 days since Trump being shot. Do we know more in 3 weeks about this event than what transpired in the first 3 weeks after JFK was killed? So to the point of we're never going to get there 60 years later?
We do, because of social media.
Okay.
I mean, think about what we had. Think about what we had during we had the Zapruder film and people that were there. That's it. There was nothing else. And the Zapruder film was like, you had to take it frame by frame by frame by frame by frame. Like, that's all we had to go on with this. Now, everybody had a phone there.
Yeah.
So you're getting all the social media people, you know, who are scrubbing their phones now to see if they panned around to the crowd, if they saw anything. That everybody has. So we have all of this evidence that you know, this guy was in plain sight. Why didn't the Secret Service? We didn't have any of that in 1963.
Yep. No, you're absolutely right. If you guys have thoughts, you want to jump in, you know how to do it. 855-839-1210, the number, on social media at 1210WPHT. And, of course, you can fire away in the chat on YouTube. Just go to youtube.com/@1210WPHT and hit all the buttons, because Stocker likes to trick the algorithms.
That's right.
He's an official algorithm tricker.
That's right. If you're watching right now on YouTube, youtube.com/@1210WPHT, please hit the like button. Everybody watching right now, everybody watching, stop what you're doing. Stop what you're doing. Stop typing and hit the thumbs up button. Hit the like button. Also, please hit the subscribe button on today's show, because we want to. Yesterday, we got taken down again. I don't know what song it was. One of the songs we play is.
Yeah. You know, Greg, are you that guy, because you're telling everybody to hit the buttons? Are you the guy who gets in the elevator and hits every button just to piss the person off who gets in behind?
I would do that.
Are you the guy that hits the floor you want to go on and then can't wait 2 seconds for the door to close, so you hit the closed door button as well?
Well, I do that because then it invites more people to come in on the elevator, and I don't want that. So I'm just like, come on, come on, come on, before the next person can come on and breathe or their disgustingness on me.
I'm with you on that one. Yeah. I'm afraid, like, oh, now like a bus is going to let off. I'm going to be jammed in the back of this elevator, and you're breathing
that.
My air.
And then you have to sit there and make small talk or look around, or everybody just looks down at their phone.
Uh-huh.
Because we as humans can't be social anymore. Not that I want to be social.
Right. But, well, at 10 o'clock, I get off the air. I don't want to be social to anybody. I go into a cocoon for a couple of hours.
Or play golf.
Yeah, play golf.
You never said what you shot yesterday.
We only played 9. I shot 47, which, typically I can shoot 42, 43 on each 9.
Yep.
So, for not playing for 4 weeks, for not warming up, because David Gelman gets there late all the time and never can get us down to the range on time to warm up and hit some balls.
And
after having a couple of drinks in the clubhouse before going out and playing... 47 is not bad.
Yeah.
I need to talk to Gelman on about his tardiness.
Help me understand this.
Let me understand how you're always late, sir. Even though you're paying for my round.
I like that you haven't played for weeks, so you waited for the hottest day of the year so far to do it.
I know. And I was right on pace to shoot a 95, which would have been the temperature yesterday if we would have made it to 18, but we called it quits after 9 holes.
When are you playing at the Bluebell Country Club?
August 17th with one of Zioli's boys.
Who's that?
Joe Snow. It rhymes. How about that?
Gotcha.
Yeah, he came down to the bike ride in Atlantic City, remember?
Yes, I
he drove down, said hello, saw us at the tent.
Nick's living the life, man. Like, he gets off the air at 10 o'clock,
he's
golfing.
Goes to Yankee games at noon.
it's amazing because when I used to do a morning show in my past life, I would come back to my apartment, have something to eat, take a little nap, and then I started a show prep.
Yeah, I know. Yeah. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
Just saying.
Yeah. All right. 855-839-1210.
See, this is the type of stuff that we don't get every day.
Uh-huh.
People calling you out, Nikhil.
Well, we like that. I'm all for it.
Yeah.
I've got thick skin.
Don't have a couple of drinks either during the week.
Mostly because of my diet that my skin gets a little thick. But that's a different problem for a different day. All right. So we know the left, they are going to run on abortion, threats to democracy, and they're also trying to... get you concerned about Project 2025. The Trump administration once again denouncing it. Will they stop? Probably not.
No.
But we'll get into that when we come back. Kale and Company, Hour 2 is next.
Start your day with Kale and Company. Weekday mornings 6 till 10 on Talk Radio 1210, WPHT, and the free Odyssey app.